Swift Migration Project Update, January 2022, by Marissa Wood, published on January 18, 2022, Colorado Virtual Library. I want to start this update by acknowledging the passing of our dear colleague, Lori Smith. As more than one person has stated, Lori was the heart and soul of the Swift service, and I feel the ripples of her loss daily, both personally and professionally. I will never fill Lori's shoes, but I do hope to honor her by providing excellent service and support to Swift users and the resource-sharing community in Colorado. If you have any questions about Swift, the best way to reach us is by email to swift-support@coloradovirtuallibrary.org. You can also reach me, Marissa Wood, by phone at 303-351-2338 or by email at mwood@coloradovirtuallibrary.org. Looking back, Prospector reports. There are big things coming up this year for the ongoing Swift migration to Prospector, but before we look ahead, we may be wondering how we can look back at 2021 and gather data for the Public Library's annual report, known as PLAR, and other reporting needs. The answer to that is pretty simple. The Prospector statistics for your individual library can be generated online at prospector.coalliance.org/iii/inreach, that's INNREACH, /inreachuserlogin.html. Log in using initials T as in Tom, F as in Frank, password taskforce. From the reports portal, you can generate reports on fulfillments, requests, and cancellations with selected sort options and date ranges. But that's not all. System-wide fulfillment, requests, and cancellation reports with a variety of filtering options are also available to view at prospector.coalliance.org:4444/OLINKPATREP/report2/0/. Finally, the Alliance posts monthly statistical reports that you can download here at www.coalliance.org/prospector-monthly-fulfillments. What's newest? Last year, we shared the exciting news that, in partnership with Bywater Solutions, Click, and Innovative Interfaces, we will be implementing direct-to-inReach integration, also known as D2IR, within the COHA Integrated Library System for AspenCat Libraries. I'm happy to report that this work is making great strides. Back-end configuration and testing has been completed for our intrepid group of early adopters, who are expected to go live with patron-initiated borrowing in early February. Functional training for these early adopters and cutover planning will take place later this month. Preparation for the lending side of things is underway and will commence in February. Once they are up and running with all the kinks ironed out, we will share a more specific time frame for when the remaining AspenCat libraries can begin participating in Prospector through their ILS rather than through the RSP client. We are also in the midst of phase two of the migration project, which will allow automated libraries that are not part of the AspenCat consortium to offer patron-initiated borrowing and lend material in their collections to other Prospector libraries through the RSP client. On this front, we are also lucky to have some brave librarians that are working through the process with us, and as we progress, we will provide more details on timelines, data requirements, and project steps for other libraries that are interested in providing these additional features. Stay tuned for more info, training opportunities, and updates, and if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to swift-support@coloradovirtuallibrary.org. What else is happening? There are still some libraries that have not been set up for staff-initiated borrowing through the RSP client. If you are not an AspenCat library and you have not yet completed the steps outlined in the Swift Migration Start Your Engines article on CVL, you will need to do so before we can put you on the schedule to begin staff-initiated borrowing. If you have questions or encounter issues, please reach out to swift-support@coloradovirtuallibrary.org.